This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul Skeens had his debut in AA with the Altoona Curve. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up four earned runs on three hits and walked two. The Altoona Curve ended up coming back and winning that game anyway as well, so it was kind of an exciting baseball game in Altoona. But for Skeens individually, so many of you are just so skeptical, and so many of you just are so panicky and just ready to go to the negative all the time, which is one of the things about Pittsburgh sports that I struggle to understand about fans. I get the expectation of Pittsburgh sports, and I get the expectations of the City of Champions and, you know, how history and a lot of the teams are around here. But to say that the prospect of the Pirates, who just pitched a whole bunch in the college season, was pitching in the College World Series, and now is coming and pitching in the minor leagues of professional baseball, and judging him on his first start, there are reasons to be pessimistic about the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I can understand that to an extent, and I've talked about that plenty of times here on this show and on this station about the Pirates. But those of you who are pessimistic, like, I don't know if you're just going on Twitter and you just enjoy releasing your deepest and darkest thoughts, and maybe that's it. Maybe you just enjoy stirring the pot, saying Skeens is going to be a bust. I'm calling it now. Skeens is going to be a bust. I said it on Twitter and I can document it, so I'll reference this in 3 to 5 years whenever he doesn't do well with the Pirates. I mean, hey, if that's your MO, cool. If you really think you can see the future based on one start, cool. I don't get it. And speaking of the rich history of Pittsburgh sports, like, I get it. I get that the 70s were a really great time for football and for baseball. And then as the years went on, the Pittsburgh Penguins, on two separate occasions, won back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. I get it. There's a lot of excitement. It seems like always one team, though, just struggles. Not all three teams could be in sync. I get that. And maybe the Pirates' time is coming. I thought the Steelers might be going down. They didn't. They seemed to rebuild pretty well. My point, though, is that there's a rich history from the 70s that make everybody in Pittsburgh think this is the City of Champions. The sports teams can do no wrong. We'll mention, though, that before that, you know, the Pittsburgh teams struggled. There weren't really good Pittsburgh teams until the Steelers broke out. The Pirates were pretty good through their inception into the league, but modern baseball hasn't been their friend. And then it took the Penguins a long time to be really good. I think that just that high of the 60s Pirates, the 70s Pirates, the 70s Steelers, the Steelers winning the Super Bowl in the modern era, the Penguins winning a Stanley Cup in the modern era, has kind of inflated us, or inflated Pittsburgh, because I don't want to put myself into this, inflated Pittsburgh in such a way where There's so much pessimism everywhere. There's so much, almost seems like hate. I'm not going to call it that necessarily, but there's just so many people who just want to rush to the negative, especially as it relates to the Pirates. So many people are just willing to rush and never give the Pirates a chance ever again. Like all the hate talk on Twitter, all the boos and the chants at games, you know, the lack of support. It's a difficult place to play in Pittsburgh. I think the players at some threshold of their awareness can sense that pessimism. It's hard to play in Pittsburgh. It's hard to play for the Pirates. It's not easy to do. Austin Hedges even spoke out, and I don't agree with everything he said when he said it. But if Paul Skeens can't make a minor league debut and struggle a little bit and show signs that he's human without, you know, people going to social media, speaking out, saying that he's a failure already, he's a bust. I mean, it's just not a welcoming environment. And I get all of you that are impatient, that's fine. But, you know, just saying all these things, having this just abrupt pessimism. This, you know, calling a guy a bust before he's even made a major league start, before he's even developed through minor league baseball. That's unforgivable to me. The Pittsburgh Pirates are a hard organization to play for because the fans just, they're ultimately pessimistic, and anything that goes wrong, you just give up. Just because, you know, a lot of you go back, oh, this isn't like the 70s Pirates. These aren't the Pirates I remember. I remember when Willie Stargell was leading the team and Dave Parker was in the outfield and, yeah, Kent DeColvey was closing games. We're here now. You got to give these people a chance. And that's my whole point. I don't get where the hatred is coming from. And if you were a player, would you want to play in this atmosphere? Because I wouldn't. Make it a more welcoming environment is pretty much my point here. Calling a guy out as a bust after one double-A start is nuts to me. And hopefully there's a good chunk of you out there who are better than that as well. But if you're doing that already, shame on you. Make it a more welcoming environment to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates or play in Pittsburgh. Especially a guy who the Pirates are trying to develop. Austin Hedges is a special case, and I brought him up. But, I mean, he was aware of what was going on. The other players are aware as well. Don't be a negative influencing factor in how the players feel. Give them more of a chance, especially Skeens in this case.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.